With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, I am Sunaina Nair. You are listening to the Talk Sex Life series, and our guest on this episode personifies optimism and tenacity, having thrived under pressure since he was really very young. And of course, he loves to play and play fair, play consistent and with much precision. Here's unveiling an inspiring conversation I had with the eternal optimist, Rajesh Saluja, CEO and managing partner, ASK Wealth Advisors. Now, Rajesh has over two decades of experience in the consumer banking, wealth management and private wealth advisory verticals, and is well known for his love for golf, which he took to in 1999 when he was heading the Priority Banking Deposits India arm for Standard Chartered Bank. He's also an avid cricketer and represents his son's school at prominent inter-school league tournaments, putting in several hours of dedicated practice during the season, typically between October and March. That's not all. Rajesh also enjoys playing poker. Now, how does he manage to do so, you ask? Well, we'll know in a bit. In this conversation, we also delve on some key turning points in his life, personal and professional, his views on success, work-life balance, and of course, some invaluable insights on investing and an equally interesting fun facts section. In this brief segment, we speak of Rajesh's recently acquired interest, poker. Now, Rajesh has always been fond of playing cards since he was really young. However, it was only a couple of years ago when poker caught his imagination. He admits to having lost a lot earlier until he read up and gradually developed his own style in the game. He now has a poker group in his residential complex, and they meet about once every 3 weeks to enjoy a good game. Stay tuned.
You love to play poker.
Yeah. It's a recently acquired 2-3 year old.
Okay. Who introduced you to this?
Well, just, you know, because I've always been fond of cards, playing cards.
Okay.
You know, Diwali time, teen patti.
Right.
And even
the whole family thing.
Family, my mother's time also, she loves playing, you know, 21 card, right. Rummy and Paplu. So cards has always been a part of our family and culture, Panjus,
right,
for us. So, yeah. But over the last 2-3 years, I noticed during many Diwali sort of get-togethers,
right,
many people are playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to look at that game and what sort of gets it going, it seemed very interesting because it was not just pure gamble.
Right.
You know, like teen patti is many times. It's actually a game of skill. Just
right.
Like what bridge was. I remember there were, you know, early college days, I mm-hmm. used to have an aunt and uncle in Bombay whose house I used to visit over a weekend. And they were hardcore bridge players.
Mm-hmm.
And that also was fascinating, that game for me.
Right.
So that's how the interest started. And generally people start playing poker and you got into more games and then you just realize that you like it. So earlier, you tend to lose a lot because you just don't know how to play it well,
right,
and what are the things to avoid. And then you read up a little bit, you see others who are playing well and you develop your style. And now it's, I can play it fairly averagely. I still won't be, you know, a real great player, but I'm not a bad player who loses all the time, etc. And it's not something regular, you know. So in the building,
mostly doing festivals, Diwali.
No. In our building,
right,
where I stay, we have now have a good poker group.
Okay.
So we'll play like maybe once a fortnight,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe one night or maybe once 3 weeks, something like that. Not regularly, but we'll end up playing, and it's great fun. It's great fun.
Right. What do you enjoy the most about this game?
It's just a strategy. You have to
right.
read body language. You have to be fully aware of what others are doing, not only your card. Then it's all mathematics. End of the day, it's all
right.
about probability.
Yeah.
Because everyone's playing with 5 common cards.
Correct.
The only thing difference is the 2 cards
right.
in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start thinking what others have.
Preempt it. Preempt
and what others are playing
right.
on.
Yeah.
And how your game is versus them. And then depending on how they are betting, their body language, You have to judge how whether you have a chance of winning or not. So it's got maths, it's got body language studying, it has got wonderful stuff. That's right. Why it's great.
Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese, or Filet-O-Fish. You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.